Roger and JP, 648, hazy, hot, humid, and 95 today.
Let's just, like, freshen this whole thing up. Yesterday, a little earlier yesterday morning, we were talking about Ted's kid was constipated and the diet of the kid and breast milk and formula and all this. And I had jokingly said, who else in this room thinks Ted probably has had more of his wife's breast milk than the kid has? And then we started talking, and a guy called and said, you know, you guys should have a breast milk taste competition. And I thought it was just a stroke of genius. I really did.
And I think we ended the conversation with Ted going home to Monica to find out if we could get some of her breast milk, because we were going to try to taste some
it
of
it. Started that way, and then the guy called and said, we were kind of done with the conversation, and then the guy called and said, guys should do a competition. And I'm like, by Joves, I think he's got it. I honestly think that we can have a taste. We could have the search for Long Island's best tasting breast milk.
Uh-huh.
Me, you, we'll be the judges. We'll bring Joey Cola in or something. Joey would love that nonsense. You know, Joey would be all in on that kind of thing.
You think he would?
He'll be our celebrity judge, and we'll give a prize. But the prize has to be good.
Oh, the prize has to be good, because my first thought is, what woman is giving strangers her breast milk to taste?
It's
a personal and sometimes very intimate process.
Right. But the ones that are on the tail end of it, you know, they look in their freezer. Yeah. The first four rows on the door side of the thing is all breast milk. The kids kind of stopping to feed. There's going to be some left over. They might as well get some money out of it.
But they're letting guys taste their breast milk.
Not guys.
It's a very us.
We're like family.
Not their husband, not their baby.
We're like family.
Who are the only ones who may ever have tasted it.
We won't use their real names. Everybody will be incognito.
I get it.
You know.
I just think it might be too personal. We might actually, women be like, I'm not giving it. What do you, that's mine.
I will happily do this without you. Happily.
I think you're going to hear the same opinion from Joey Cola, whose wife has dealt with pregnant women in a business for a long time. And I think he has a lot of sensitivity to this and may have the same problem.
You know who will stand in for Joey Cola? Smokey will come in the studio. He said Jeremy will be in the studio. I will have no problem getting other judges.
Ted, did you breach the subject to Monica of bringing in her breast milk?
Yeah, she said no way.
Okay, there's
that's why we told you to sneak it, stupid.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think this is a good idea. It's not going to happen.
Oh, well,
all the legal issues that we have to deal with.
There's that's a whole other thing. There's nothing illegal
well,
about
no,
it.
No, I mean, when 6'5" Tony shows up, you're the one that's going to have to face him, not me.
But it's his wife's breast milk.
Buzzkill, he's got grown kids. There's no breast milk there.
Well, no, I mean, this is not an issue. I'm not even going to deal with this now.
You don't
I've
have
gotta
to.
I've got to go feed the bunnies.
We got this. We got this. You know I'm onto something.
Buzzkill is our promotion director. He may
feed out.
It is a funny idea.
I'm
I just think logistically we might have a problem.
This is the greatest thing we've ever done. I'm just saying.
But it could be.
For one morning and some mornings leading up, we could have a lot of fun with this.
Well, I mean, if you could get the hot dog hooker to sign
a
waiver.
The sales department is always looking for us. Like, what kind of things can we sell for
right.
you? Get us a prize.
Best tasting breast milk
tell you what,
on Long Island.
If we can come up with $1,000, $1,000 prize for the woman who has the best tasting breast milk
we're
on Long
get
Island,
breast milk,
we're going to get breast milk.
A grand? May not be enough. But we'll see.
Your answer is that.
Dude, we'll see what women feel. I think there's a sensitivity out there amongst women. Just saying. 651.
The husbands will swipe it out of the freezer.
Maybe.
Of course not. Dude, I'm not crazy.
Here's Ted with the Roads. Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. We were just talking about an idea for a island-wide contest, Long Island's best-tasting breast milk.
Right.
Ted's wife has been feeding his son, and the whole thing just started there. And I feel like women wouldn't give it up. But you say, hey, if we have a big enough prize, maybe they would give up the breast milk for guys to taste and judge.
Right.
This guy says he has something to add to it. Go ahead.
I think this thing is great. I'm going to try to help you with the prize.
Okay.
How about your listeners call and donate, and half the money will go to the woman, and half the money will go to breast cancer, and I'll start off with $100.
Boom. Goes
pretty
the
good.
Dynamite. Dude, drop the mic and walk away. You just nailed it. We just do a GoFundMe thing. We see what the prize can get. We put a max on of a couple thousand. We'll give it to West
I'm
Island.
In.
West
so
Island.
We don't even take it out of the promotions budget.
No.
We do a crowd
now
fund.
Now Buzzkill has absolutely nothing to do with it.
That is
sign
hysterical.
Me up as your first owner.
You're a genius.
Awesome.
We'll keep you posted. Thanks, man.
Wow.
You got a couple grand. We give half of it to the winner, like you said. West Islip Breast Cancer Coalition.
Right.
We'll give them the other half.
That's good. Boy, oh boy, we may be onto something here.
I'm telling you.
And then we get, as much as the listeners want it, their need for this breast milk contest, the money goes up and the prize gets bigger. We get entrance. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 703. Hazy, hot, humid today, and a high of 95. So this idea came up on the show yesterday, and it is being talked about right now about taking breast milk and having a contest for Long Island's best-tasting breast milk.
Correct.
Brilliant idea, it seems.
Now, I agree with you. As you look at me with disgust, I'm not saying this is our shining moment. I'm just saying it could be a good time. That's all.
And my only thing was that I feel like women will not part with it, but you say, hey, if the prize is big enough.
The prize is big enough, and it's at the end there.
And we crowdfund it, so the prize is big enough.
And they got a, and they got a freezer full of it. You know, they're not going to miss one little baggie.
Well, there's we have a guy on hold who has an idea on how to enhance the whole contest, apparently. What do you have? Go ahead.
Okay, since it's for adults only.
Right.
And when women drink alcohol, it kind of spices their breast milk, right? So we can flavor the alcohol.
Hey, listen, it's like somebody making a stew. Everybody makes their stew different. If the ladies want to maybe have some extra pineapple the day before they're going to give their breast milk, or they want to have a couple of glasses of wine when they pump and dump or whatever the hell it is, you know?
A pump and dump? Is that what it's called now?
Well, yeah. Like if a woman is breastfeeding and she goes out and has a couple of drinks, what they'll do is they call it pump and dump. She'll pump it, she'll throw out that milk so it doesn't get into the...
Right.
But why dump it if it can win you $1,000?
Right.
Good enough. All right.
You got some vanilla vodka in there. Might make it taste really good.
Danielle, your breast milk tastes like a nice Chianti.
Thank you. Well, that's a whole different angle on it, isn't it?
Hey, Ted, when you brought this up to your wife yesterday,
yeah,
I'm sure you blamed me for this. What kind of name did
she
call me?
She did.
Right. There's no way they think, that Roger's a scumbag. That didn't happen.
Well, no, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
No, it was all blamed on you.
Of course it was.
Who else would come up with an idea like this?
I didn't come up with the idea.
So what did she say?
Well, she suggested, why doesn't he go try the hot dog hooker's breast milk?
Is that what she said?
She's not cool.
She's all right.
Well, judging by the phones, I'm assuming this conversation isn't over.
Long Island's best tasting breast milk. A possibility. Mm. Crowdfunded for a great prize with half the money going to breast cancer as a donation. Very nice. And half going to the winning best tasting breast milk.
Because we may sound like dicks, but we have a heart.
As judged by a panel of judges. It sounds so absurd, but people kind of like it. 7:06. It's time for the roads. 7:11, Roger and JP. Before we get to Ted's news, quick guy wants to add on to our Long Island's best tasting breast milk contest idea, JP. Good morning. What do you got?
No, there's a press on Backpage that's called the Milk Maiden, and it's for people with fetishes for breast milk.
Well, I think we have our first contestant.
Oh, no.
Try Googling Milk Maiden. I saw it on there a long time ago, but there's a girl on there who is, there's people with fetishes on
it. And, what were you looking at Backpage for?
Just surfing Backpage on the web, you know?
Right. Looking for some used office furniture, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
Take care, man.
Bye. That must be what it was.
You have no idea what's lurking in our audience. No idea.
7:12. Time for this quick BAB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 7:16. Well, the idea is just blossoming. Long Island's best tasting breast milk contest, possibly crowdfunded, with half the money going to the best tasting breast milk and the other half going to cancer research, which I think is a very good idea.
Buzzkill, you sure you don't want to fund this thing?
Well, no. I mean, if you guys want to do this, I mean, you're on your own with this. You'll have to deal with the legal eagles and Cox.
The legal, we're owned by Cox Media Group, so yeah, that's why he comes up with that. We have a guy in line who would like to be part of the tasting committee.
Oh, I'm sure.
Good morning. What's going on?
Yeah, I'd like to volunteer to be a taste tester, but I prefer it directly from the tap itself.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Now you're just a pervert.
See,
young JP, you ruined everything.
I don't ruin anything. I'm just looking to make this contest a possibility. If we got guys like you sounding as creepy as you do, saying I only want it from the tap, this contest doesn't get off the ground.
I got a quick question for you.
Go.
How does Tom Brady's breast milk taste, you patriot lover?
Goodbye. It's not his breast milk, it's his balls that I love.
Have a good one, guys.
He sounds like the doctor that was in the back of the van in Cannibal Run. I have a degree from the University of Rangoon.
You patriot lover. I like that guy.
Yeah.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 720, hazy, hot, humid today. High of 95. We have our first female caller on the Long Island's best tasting breast milk contest that's potentially being built currently on this radio program with possible breast milk from Backpage. Some sort of...
Yeah, well, that guy was, you know...
But mostly, we were thinking it would be women of their own free will sending in samples, of bringing in samples of breast milk so that it could be tasted.
I was thinking, you were telling me I was crazy.
I think women won't part with it, but you said, well, what if the prize is big enough? And now we've had a guy had an idea to crowdfund it to make the prize big enough. And if the audience wants it, the money's there, the women will probably respond. We have a woman on the line who'd like to respond. Good morning, go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about that idea of tasting breast milk.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. It is a body fluid, and it comes with all the risks of any other body fluid, including but not limited to hepatitis B and C and HIV. I think you guys are looking at a big lawsuit.
Uh-oh.
Why you gotta rain on our parade?
I know.
Sorry to be buzzkill, but you really don't want to infect somebody.
Are you saying that if we tasted someone else's breast milk and they had a sickness of any sort, we could get it?
Absolutely.
Oop, contest over.
Babies have been given HIV.
Oh, that sucks.
Excuse me, what do you do for a living?
I'm a PA.
She crushes dreams, JP.
She crushes
dreams.
That's
what she does.
We should introduce you to Captain Buzzkill. You guys would make a lovely couple.
I'm sorry, guys.
Damn.
Boo. I don't believe it. I want a full-blown doctor to tell me the same
thing. That's right.
Okay, and then Google it.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. There's Mrs. Buzzkill. When you think of breast milk as a body fluid, and I quote her, all of a sudden, my mind just goes, what?
I just got a
it's a body fluid.
Message on Facebook. You rang the dinner bell for the nuts.
That's very funny.
I don't think he's necessarily wrong.
Yeah, and in fact, looking at my Facebook on the messages, I've gotten one from a guy who's a computer engineer, this guy James.
What does he know?
Who says, I've been trying to call and tell JP he's an asshat. He apparently has the same opinion as this lady
thing.
That you can't drink bodily fluids, you'll get their diseases.
I got the same thing, except he left out asshat, apparently, when he sent it to me.
Oops. Sorry, blew up James' spot.
And now James calls me an asshat and he wants a friend request. Suck it, James. No. You're not allowed in.
So, I guess we got a little ahead of the cart ahead of the horse.
I don't think we did. I'm going to call Derek, my one-legged doctor friend.
Oh, I think she's totally right.
Listen.
You can't drink other people's body fluids.
We'll find out.
And when you think of it like that,
let me tell
doesn't
you something.
It turn you off?
I don't want to get gross here, but there are plenty of ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And dudes that may play for the other team that may. See where I'm going?
Have experience in that area.
Correct.
Of expertise.
Right.
723.
Just chucking that out there.
Hazy, hot, humid today, 95. Here's Steph.
Just got awful lonely.
He's 731.
I feel so sorry for him. We're going to put a little bow. We're going to talk to our medical correspondent, Dr. Derek, trusted medical correspondent. Mm-hmm. You know how now when, and he's going to tell us whether or not you can actually catch diseases from breast milk and whether or not this competition can actually happen. But you know now on your iPhone, when you go to bring up somebody's number, you go to the info page, mm-hmm. and it shows you all the pictures you've ever sent. Dude, I've sent him green snot pictures.
Just because he's a doctor?
Derek, is this wrong?
All right, Long Island's best-tasting breast milk hinges on Dr. Derek's opinion next.
Next call.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP.
I knew he must have been about 17. He was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. Cause it's all the same. So can I take you home?
where we can be alone. Next we're moving on, it was with me, yeah me. Next we're moving on, it was with me.
.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 735, hazy, hot, humid, and 95 to 100 today. It's been very hot.
Bring him up. We got our medical, highly respected medical correspondent.
And trusted.
Dr. Derek, a good friend of mine for my entire life. Derek, you there?
I'm here. What's up, guys?
All right, so here's the idea. We've been kicking around the idea, and what could quite possibly be the best radio contest ever invented. Long Island's best tasting breast milk. And it was all fun and games until some woman, a PA, called up and said, you guys can't do that contest. You can catch diseases, communicable diseases through the breast milk.
She said
blah, blah, blah.
It way nicer than that, and she's probably right.
And while she's a PA, she doesn't have the years of medical experience that you have, so we figured why not go to our trusted medical source. Dr. Derek, the question to you is, can we catch the HIV or any other communicable diseases through breast milk before we try and do this contest?
Extremely rare, but yes, possible, unfortunately.
I'll go with extremely rare.
You would? but no, I wouldn't go with extremely rare.
Well, I mean, explain.
Then it's possible.
Explain.
So, you can think about, you have to have enough of the virus sort of, and not be inoculated with enough of it in order to get infected, especially the route. If it's blood to blood, you only need a little bit. If you're sort of eating, you need a lot. So you really have to have somebody who's pretty sick.
Okay.
Excreting a lot of virus into the breast milk and then ingest a lot of it. So
okay.
If you're taking a sip or two, probably not. But we're talking about a fatal disease.
Like, what if we were using it to play quarters with and we were doing a shot of it?
No good, huh?
Again,
so here's the thing.
Rare.
Right,
possible.
But most people don't have HIV. So let's say everybody's clear of HIV who's in the contest and they put some breast milk in a shot glass in the studio and we drink it and they have hepatitis B or C or something like that. Or they have a cold. Can all of that, any of that, come through?
So I believe hepatitis is safe. I'm actually looking this up because this isn't sort of common knowledge and questions that come up every day.
It's not?
I know that the common cold is safe too, but there are some pretty serious communicable diseases that are expressed through breast milk.
Like what?
I had to look it up. Sorry, guys.
What,
that's all right.
I know there are some.
How about this one?
CDC recommendations are that diseases can be spread through breast milk,
okay.
As well as some drug effects, because when you take some medications, those medications live in the breast milk, too.
Way to ruin the dream, Derek.
So even any medication they're on, or if they're on drugs, if they have any sort of drug in their system, heroin, for example, that could be bad for us.
Yeah, certain meds will come through the breast milk. That's why you can't take them if you're breastfeeding a baby, yeah.
And honestly, if we were ever going to get a heroin addict for a contest, this would probably be the one. All right, D, thanks, man.
Thank you, Dr. Derek.
Thanks, thanks for shattering the dream.
Trusted medical professional, Dr. Derek.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, he's got one leg, and we drank out of his prosthetic leg at Cornbeef and Chaos.
More than once.
More than once. All right.
Great guy, knows his stuff.
That's my boy.
All right, well, It was worth exploring and finding out exactly if it was possible. Does not seem like it's possible or safe or healthy. 7:38. Thank you for your calls. It's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
I'm sad.
You're a little down. I'm a little